You are about to hear the best of Radio 8 Ball on Alternative Talk 1150 AM. This episode was recorded on
November 30th, 2007,
with our musical guest,
Casey Neal, and activist Erica Kay in a discussion commemorating the anniversary of the WTO protests in Seattle.
Regardless of when this episode was recorded, you are hearing it now, or are about to, and you would do yourself a profound service to invest what you are about to hear with all the intention you can muster.
This is Daniel Pinchbeck, and you're listening to Radio 8 Ball with Andras Jones.
Welcome to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting these randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. My name is Andras Jones, and I'm the host of Radio 8 Ball. I like to think of this show, whether it's on the radio or live on stage, as calisthenics for the part of our mind that recognizes synchronicity. Synchronicity, after all, is not a sporadic phenomenon. It's a constant, and sometimes we notice it. When we do, our lives get richer and more fun. And when we use music as an interface, well, that's just plain groovy. Throughout the show, I invite you to invest the questions asked with your own intentions and start thinking of a question you might like to ask when we open up the phone lines in the second half of the show. We have a very special show for you today. Today's date is Friday, November 30th. And 8 years ago today, Seattle was enjoying the massive protests against the World Trade Organization meetings, which were being held in Seattle that year. At noon on that day, this time 8 years ago, most of us were enjoying the protests. It was like an unofficial holiday and an amazing scene. By nightfall, the city would turn into a war zone as the Seattle police cracked down on the protesters, who many on the ground feel were infiltrated with agent provocateurs, a.k.a. police plants, who instigated the violence that created the pretext for the violent reaction of the police. Today is the 8th anniversary of that day, and since we here at Radio 8 Ball take our 8s very seriously, we have decided to devote this episode of Radio 8 Ball to exploring the synchronicities around this auspicious date in local and international history. Our guests are singer-songwriter Casey Neal and political activist Erica Kay, both of whom participated in the WTO protests in 99 and carry the inspiration from that day in the work that they are doing today. Whether you are a first-time listener or one of our diehard synchronicity surfers, the Pop Oracle is sure to have some surprises in store for you today, so stay tuned to the Radio 8 Ball Show.
This hour of the Radio 8 Ball Show on Alternative Talk 1150 AM was brought to you by the Olympia Cloud Council, providing overcast skies to the state capital since 1970.
And by Outhouse Productions, celebrating the release of their new music video with Papa Dweeb.
Neil Young stole my dog, had a concert in the front yard.
For more information on Outhouse Productions and their professional videography services, visit outhouseproductions.com.
Neil Young stole my dog, now he's singing in the back line.
The Radio 8 Ball Show welcomes the alluring voice and rich talents of singer-songwriter Andrea Whitkins.
You can come to me like a saint.
The Pop Oracle is sure to bring about powerful musical divinations through Andrea Whitkins' impeccably crafted songs.
Well, I know better.
Don't miss the next Radio 8 Ball Show, Thursday, December 13th at the Capitol Hill Arts Center. Get your tickets at brownpapertickets.com.
Where do you get cutting-edge information that's free from the gloom and doom of the mainstream media? Reality Sandwich is a web magazine for these times of intense transition. We cover sustainability to shamanism, alternate realities to alternative energy, holistic healing to visionary technologies, helping to build the world we all dream of. Check out news, art, essays, interviews, podcasts, and more from contributors like Daniel Pinchbeck, Douglas Rushkoff, DJ Spooky, The Yes Men, and Radio 8 Ball's own Andras Jones. Just go to realitysandwich.com and help us evolve consciousness bite by bite.
Bringing you fresh perspectives every day. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back to the Radio 8 Ball Show, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting those songs as the answers to the questions, like musical tarot cards. Our musical guest on today's WTO 8th Anniversary Radio 8 Ball Show is singer-songwriter Casey Neal. Welcome to Radio 8 Ball.
Thanks, Casey. Andras. Good afternoon.
It's good to have you here.
Good to be here.
And you, like myself, you are a veteran of WTO 99.
Something like that, yeah. It was down there, bearing witness to the whole thing and run around.
Did you file for the, you know, there's some class action lawsuit that was that went around and had the people had the opportunity to sign up on, and those people, I guess, are finally about to get paid.
Hmm.
Were you one of those people?
Apparently not.
I'm kicking myself. I got gassed. I got pepper sprayed.
Yeah.
That big paycheck is not coming my way. That's why I got to do radio here. But no, I'd be doing it anyway. I'd just buy the station and give my engineer a better salary. So we're both veterans of WTO.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to start off this. I'm just going to ask a question about my experience of WTO. And I invite people who are out there. I mean, we're broadcasting in Seattle, so a lot of us have some experience of WTO, whether we were an organizer or just showed up there, or the protesters got pushed back into our neighborhoods where we were living, and then our neighbors got gassed and pepper sprayed for walking their dog at that hour of the day. We all have some experience of it, or maybe we just moved here. I know people who moved here because of WTO.
Mm-hmm.
And I also know there are probably some people who left because of it too as well. So, you know, I invite you to like think of the questions you might like to ask as we continue with the Radio 8 Ball today. Things around WTO. But what's on my mind, it's sort of trivial, but I was down in Seattle about a year ago,
mm-hmm.
and I was on one of these streets where we protested, and there was this group of WTO protesters. Like, I saw people walking with WTO signs, and this the group of WTO protesters, but like, you know, maybe 150 of them, maybe 200 tops.
Mm-hmm.
So much less than people were there. But I got excited. I was like, is there another WTO thing? What's happening? And I went in and I met my friend who I was meeting for coffee. He's like, we got to go. Let's go join up with whatever's going on. They said, it's like they're shooting a Woody Harrelson movie.
Yes.
And they're making, they made the movie, The Battle for Seattle or Battle mm-hmm. in Seattle.
Yeah.
And it's coming out sometime soon. It's got Woody Harrelson and several other people in it.
Charlize Theron, I believe.
Charlize Theron?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Who's playing me? that's my question. No, that would be a really good question. Who's playing me in the movie The Battle in Seattle? I was one of the people who was there. But actually, my question is The Battle in Seattle, is that film, is it going to capture the magic? Is it going to tell, and is it going to tell the real story? Which, to me, being on the ground, I don't know if you saw this, but the guys who were all those black bloc people who were busting the windows, there's a lot of people, including myself, who feel like those people weren't really part of the protest, that those were plants. You know, there were people who saw them with walkie-talkies and coming out of black vans, and it just was... So is that going to be covered at all? How, you know, is it going to get the Hollywood treatment, or is it going to get the Democracy Now treatment? That's my question for the Pop Oracle. And so I'm going to pick a number. It's the 8th anniversary of WTO. I'm going to go for number 8.
Okay. Amazing to me we've come so far. Years ago that seemed a distant star, and now it's today and here we are, searching for another faraway horizon. We spend our lives seeking the beautiful, the sacred and the wonderful. Somehow we believe it's down a crooked road that we can't tear our eyes from. You seekers, you well know that feeling inside that grows and grows like a hunger no bread can stave, and you don't even know what it is you crave, but it's gotta be out there somewhere. gotta be out there somewhere. Little glimpses here and there between the toil and daily cares, caught in the barbs and traps and snares on the road laid out before us. Catch it in alpine meadow blooms, petroglyphs, fading runes, mangy hounds and ancient tunes, midnight in the kitchen. And after all this time I will know it takes sweat and blood for seeds to grow, and you gotta ward away the crows that wish to feed upon your labor. Gotta be out there somewhere. Gotta be out there somewhere. Like Neruda to Matilda writes the blessings of the blood of night, and how her face had caught the light on that Chilean island. I wish to capture in melody my overwhelming love of the year, Jula sun upon the sea. I can't tear my eyes from. And somewhere in the distance you hear a laugh, it's all so beautiful and sad. This fire burning, mystery that transcends our learning. And nothing can stop this yearning. Nothing can stop this yearning. It's amazing to me we've come so far. Years ago this seemed a distant star, and now it's today and here we are, searching for another faraway horizon.
And what was the name of that song?
It's called Araby.
Araby. From one of your records?
Yeah, a CD called Scree. Came out a few years ago.
From Scree. Araby, what is that word?
I couldn't come up with a title for that song.
Yeah.
And basically it's the name of one of the James Joyce stories in The Dead. And it's not so much that the song has anything to do or not The Dead, The Dubliners. Dead is another story in there. But, it's not so much that the song has anything to do with the story except for just the feeling of it.
I guess. Well, that was the answer to my question. Who the director is? I think the director is Stuart Townsend, maybe. Is that the name? Anyway, the new film Battle in Seattle with Woody Harrelson and Charlize Theron that's going to be coming out soon. Is it going to get the Hollywood treatment? Sort of like, I can imagine the thing where Woody Harrelson, he gets enraged and he throws a TV through a window and then he feels guilty about it, like, oh, we went too far, as opposed to, like, this was all sort of orchestrated and giving the real politic to it. Or is it going to, you know, is it going to get the Hollywood treatment, or is it going to get the sort of deep, penetrative sort of Democracy Now treatment? And what did you think about that as the answer to the question?
About the song as the answer to the question?
I'm curious, because I mean, I have several ideas, but...
Well, one, the song is kind of about looking back on things a little bit and seeing how far you've come from something. And obviously the WTO turned into a lot of other things in the world, a lot of other protests in other cities internationally. Mm-hmm. And so kind of like when you plant seeds, what happens to them when you watch them grow or die, as the case may be, depending on how things go. Also, there's a sort of a love element to it, a kind of poetic love element to it. And it being Hollywood, that I'm sure Charlize and Woody or some other character, there'll be some sort of love story where, you know, they're
probably
split apart and someone's in jail and, you know, there's...
Mine was a love story. I was there with my wife at the time. Mm-hmm. It was a very romantic time. That's all over now. Oh, I like the line about crows that feed upon your labor.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that's where I saw it sort of leaning towards, really just that the feeling of probably you make a Hollywood movie about anything. If you were there, you're going to have a feeling of like, oh, they didn't. I mean, unless you made it, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then even then, you might still feel like, I didn't really capture it.
Yeah.
I wonder if the director was at WTO. That would make a difference, probably.
And also, just there being, you know, one of the most amazing things about it, I always thought, is that, you know, so many issues of environment and labor are juxtaposed to each other politically, or created to that there's this juxtaposition,
yeah,
when in fact there is a lot more common ground. And, you know, a lot of people in the activist communities have been trying to make those connections for a really long time. And finally, we had a situation where rank and file labor was out in the streets and the environmental movement was out in the streets. And it was all around the same issue. And that is an incredibly powerful thing.
Yeah, it was really beautiful. I remember, like, it was right around noon, a little bit past noon. The, you know, the WTO protest had already been closed down. It felt like there was this festive feeling in the streets, but it felt very young and mm-hmm. very counterculture sort of crowd, the environmentalist crowd. And then the labor rally let out, and mm-hmm. all of a sudden it was like another 75,000 moms and dads, the Bruce Springsteen crowd,
yeah,
sort of showed up. And it was, I was telling the story, I get these shivers. That was this moment when I saw this ocean of the parents basically coming. And there was this real sense of like, wow, this is what they're scared of. And then we get George Bush, you know, mm-hmm. From a stolen election a year later. And it's hard for me not to connect that dot. But we have someone who's going to help us connect these dots a little bit. And so I'm going to say that was a little example of how Radio 8 Ball works. And in just a moment, we are going to be joined by Erica Kay, an activist who has organized an 8th anniversary WTO event in Seattle this Saturday. And she'll be asking a question to the Pop Oracle about that and telling us about that. So please stick around when we return for more Radio 8 Ball. And please start thinking of a question you would like to ask later in the show when we'll be giving out the number in the next break. So get ready when we return with more Radio 8 Ball.
Or what is Shmushkin?
Yeah, Mr. Andy Shmushkin, this is my seventh call.
Discovered by comedian Andy Dick and often described as a cross between James Taylor and Lenny Bruce, Shmushkin is a mysterious folk icon who calls what he does women's music. Listen as he delivers his audacious paeans to the goddess with one of the sweetest voices you'll ever hear.
So long ago.
Currently living in exile, Shmushkin can be heard at www.myspace.com/Shmushkin. Please do your part to make America safe for Shmushkin, and one day he will return.
This is Sandman the Rapping Cowboy, and Radio 8 Ball taught me to ride bull.
Listen live at 1150kknw.com. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, where we answer questions by picking songs at random. I'm your host, Andras Jones, here with singer-songwriter Casey Neal. And now I'd like to welcome our special guest, Erica Kay. Erica has organized a WTO 8th anniversary event in Seattle this Saturday. And she was just telling us that she has some... She's seen the Battle in Seattle film and has some inside information on the legal situation we were mentioning before. So welcome to Radio 8 Ball, Erica.
Thanks. Hi, Casey.
Hey.
It's good to have you here. So first of all, can you tell us about the event that's coming up?
You bet. On tomorrow night, doors open at 6 o'clock down at the Seattle Labor Temple, which is at 2800 First Avenue. We're going to pull people back together to commemorate that time. And in the first part of the evening, we're going to have some speakers and some workshops, sort of bringing us up to date on the issues, because, of course, back in 1999, people were amazingly informed, and some of us aren't as well informed anymore. And then starting around 9:30, we're going to party down. We have music and fun activities and food and beverages a little bit and things like that. So we encourage everybody to come down and join us. Suggested donation of $5, but everybody's going to be welcome. So we look forward to seeing a lot of people down tomorrow night. We suffered through pepper spray and tear gas and all of those things, so don't listen to them when they say snow. We can do it.
Oh, we loved the pepper spray.
Yeah, well, if we can get, I just figure if we can get through all that stuff, if there's a little bit of white stuff on the floor, we can.
I developed my taste for tear gas during WTO, and I can't get enough of it now.
Yeah, well, you know, I was actually fortunate. I didn't end up getting tear gas because I was in jail.
And that's why you are part of the class action suit.
I am. There were about 600 people who were arrested back then, and we put together a couple of class action lawsuits, and one of them for the group of people that I was arrested with, which is the group of about 175 people that were arrested on Wednesday morning, December 1st, at Westlake. We recently got a federal jury to tell the city that they violated our Fourth Amendment rights, and the city's now paying us $1 million. The checks are actually literally going in the mail today, so they will be postmarked November 30th.
And how much does that per person?
After paying to, you know, lawyers' fees and stuff like that, I think it ends up being about $3,500, $3,600 per person, because another really amazing thing is after 8 years, we were able to track down 154 of those 175 or so people. So
that
speaks to the connections and the networks of activists that are working on these things.
It's interesting because the way that story is being spun out there, I've heard this people saying, mm-hmm. "Oh, those WTO activists, they're going to be getting rich now."
Right. Well, no. I mean, there were a lot of us, unfortunately, that were arrested in that way. So it divides down to only a small amount of money, and actually, a lot of us are going to be organizing. As soon as the money comes, we're going to be organizing to pool a lot of our funds and actually take those funds and put them back into organizations that are continuing the work. So, you know, it's not really going to individuals. Most of us are channeling the funds, because even though this particular case was the one that was able to work in the courts, you know, frankly, 50,000 people were wronged by the police response, and it's really all of our money.
Yeah. You'll be taking us out to dinner? No.
No, you're taking me because I'm giving it away.
That's good. No. Do you have?
I'm still broke.
Do you have a question for the Pop Oracle?
Well, you know, I was debating between two, so I'm going to say the one I'm not going to use, and then I'm going to really ask the one. Okay. So one question that I had, because it was really important to all the work that we were doing there, but most of us who were out in the streets were people from the U.S. and we're affected differently by the WTO than people in the Global South. So I had been wanting to ask what impact the protests had on the people who are more affected by WTO policies, you know, especially the people from the Global South. But what I decided to ask instead is more about all of those people that I've been connecting with. And the question I want to know is, what are people that I met during those days doing now? And whether their involvement in the WTO protest actually increased their activism?
That's a great question. So would you pick a number between 1 and 7?
Because you took 8.
Because I took 8.
Because you're an 8 kind of guy.
I am an 8 kind of guy.
I would say 4.
Okay. Number 4 from Casey Neal.
Oh, the streets of this town lead to the next town, all the way around the world, through all the oceans in endless motion, diving for pearls. The water keeps moving high up in the air till it falls on our heads, runs through your hair. And the places we are now, the places we've been, are one and the same now. We end where we begin. And you, my companion, my long lost friend, again I am with you. We begin where we end. And every direction leads us back again to the doors of the houses we used to live in. The bed is still warm where we once lay. The pillow still holds the shape of your face. And the places we are now, the places we've been, are one and the same now. We end where we begin. And you, my companion, my long lost friend, again I am with you. We begin where we end. Cooling of day to the chill of the evening, I lie awake and wonder what it is you are dreaming. We walk in this world, are breathing an engine, known to be like the fox and make tracks in the wrong direction. And practice a resurrection, practice a resurrection, practice a resurrection. And the places we are now, the places we've been, are one and the same. We end where we begin. And you, my companion, my long lost friend, again I am with you. We begin where we end. Where we end.
And what was the name of that song?
Ouroboros.
You come up with... Why do you name your songs something that has nothing to do with your songs?
It is just those two.
but Araby and Ouroboros.
This one
the
actually,
new record from Casey Neal.
this actually has... The Ouroboros is the ancient mythic symbol of a snake eating its own tail.
Oh, okay. We end where we begin. Oh, that's perfect. And that was... Erica...
Yes.
That was like the most amazing
I know.
Answer.
I'm an eight ball convert. That answered both of my questions. God, Casey, what a beautiful song. Thank you for singing that for me.
Well, just to like
I want to go back out to the to a campfire with you again. Because it would be where we began.
That's right.
I was flooded with memories. It was just a perfect little montage experience I just had. I think I mentioned before my experience at WTO was with a woman who I was married to at the time. We had met at the Nevada nuclear test site protesting. our relationship had sort of activist foundations. And in my experience, I wouldn't say that WTO ended my, didn't really, my political activism hasn't ended. But I know that for both this woman and myself, and we're no longer together, that there was a disillusionment that happened after the stolen elections and then after the tremendous protests and effort that went into speaking out against the invasion of Iraq, and that seemed to make no difference. And then the incredible crackdowns and the fear that's out there that we're dealing with one of those governments and they're ours. Your question really, it's really a powerful one, and it brings up a lot of stuff for me as someone who was there. And I'm very curious what kind of discussion is going to happen when we open up the phone lines here.
Well, I actually had a totally, not totally different, but rather a different sort of focus. And as I was listening to it, to me, it just was saying, to answer my question, it basically told me that, of course, people are back to doing this work, still doing this work. What happened then is still happening now and mm-hmm. will happen again. And you know, frankly, you were talking about the film earlier. I think this film, when people see it, is going to spark people to action again. So to me, that song really just gave me hope, actually.
That's great. That's awesome. Cool. Synchronicity, when synchronicity aligns like that, it always gives me hope. I think that the synchronicity and inspiration are deeply connected. And so, you know, it did have me looking back, you know, reminiscing. And I think that's part of what we do on, you know, this is the 8th anniversary.
And we bring it forward. That's the part I like. It's with us always. I wrote down something about, history. We never leave history behind us. It's always a part of us. And it's an important part. I think the song sort of gets at that a little bit, too.
Yeah, there's actually some lines in the song that were inspired and actually sort of lifted from a poem by Wendell Berry.
Mm.
And he actually has, there's something else that he wrote once about nostalgia. And says, you know, when people tell you that nostalgia is a bad thing and that, you know, and which, you know, obviously people get stuck in the past and that is not mm-hmm. a good thing. But his take on it is that, nostalgia is good because it reminds you of that feeling that you had at a certain time in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably a feeling that has to do with some sort of meaning or, time that was of great import to you personally or in the world, like the date we're talking about. And inspires you to actually create that in your life again.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I hope actually tomorrow night does that for people, actually.
Yeah, and we'll be hearing more about that. But this has been another little example of how this fabulous divination tool works. And in just a moment, it's going to be your turn to ask a question of the Pop Oracle. And if it has something to do with the 8th anniversary of WTO, all the better. You can call in now at 425-373-5527. That number again is 425-373-5527 or toll free in the Western Washington area at 888-298-5569. Ask a question from your heart and your answer will surely be true when we return with more Radio 8 Ball.
When Radio 8 Ball isn't on the air, I like to visit the online oracle at radio8ball.com. where there's always an answer, and sometimes I can sing along with it.
Oh, person, we're really missing you. It breaks all of our hearts to know that you just want to come on home. So come on home, the telephone, it just doesn't seem to.
The Radio 8 Ball Show welcomes the alluring voice and rich talents of singer-songwriter Andrea Whitkins.
You can come to me like a saint.
The Pop Oracle is sure to bring about powerful musical divinations through Andrea Whitkins' impeccably crafted songs.
Well, I know better.
Don't miss the next Radio 8 Ball Show, Thursday, December 13th at the Capitol Hill Arts Center. Get your tickets at brownpapertickets.com.
Join us at the Capitol Hill Arts Center Lounge for happy hour drink specials, 6 to 8 p.m. every night. Down the ramp at Capitol Hill Arts Center, 1621 12th Avenue. For events and information, go to www.capitolhillarts.com.
The Art of Constructive Living is alive and well on The Gary Mann Show, Tuesdays at noon. It's your personal power lunch with a variety of experts serving up fresh ideas to take you from where you are in life to where you want to be. Sit down to a banquet for your brain, and I'll pick up the check. Join me every Tuesday at noon for The Gary Mann Show, right here on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW.
Radio with no added hormones or preservatives. All natural, Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And we're back for more Radio 8 Ball, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting these songs like musical tarot cards. Our musical guest is Casey Neal. Hey, Casey.
Hey, Andres.
And we're here with activist Erica Kay.
Hey.
And she's organized a WTAO 8th anniversary event in Seattle this weekend. The number here is 425-373-5527. And on the line, we've got Jacob from Olympia. And Jacob is a young activist who was involved in WTO. He's also been involved in the port protests in Olympia. So welcome to Radio 8 Ball, Jacob.
Thank you.
So yeah. What's your question for the Pop Oracle?
Well, what I'm wondering is what it's going to look like when people are ready to take over policing. Like, basically, like my thought is, so I was at WTO and, you know, saw all the police abuse, everything. And my what I want to see is that the general populace will just come out and interrupt any kind of abuse like that happens, really take over communities so that it isn't like, it isn't based on force, but it has been up till now. So that's my question, is what will it be like when people take over policing and do it without force?
Okay. So pick a number between 1 and 8 that is neither 4 nor 8.
I'll take 3.
Song number 3 from yeah. Casey Neal.
Okay.
A beating heart inside a shell, trying to find a clear state of mind and not doing all that well. August of 1994, and the river ran so clear, pouring off the east side of the mountains like the Cascades' own tears. Oh, Okanagan County. Town, trying to steer clear of the madness, riding the underground. The Methow Valley sounds so sweet, though it's under feet of snow. I can smell the wood fires burning, and I long just for to go. Home for the lynx and the mighty grizz, there'll be no place left to roam. Cyanide leech mining, battle mountain gold, and it's not like it's the first time, and the story's getting bloody old. Tonight you're in the streets of Spain, and I'm driving through Baltimore. Missing you so bad, I don't feel anything anymore.
but we will be together soon, and we'll hold each other again, and we'll look at that icy glacial river and throw our bodies in.
What was the name of that song?
Okanagan County.
Really?
Much less...
not Mufalato or...
much less esoteric than the others.
This song is called Olive Tapenade. Okanagan County, the answer to Jacob's question, what will it be like when people take over policing without force?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I want to toss this over to you, Casey. Do you want to give us a little bit of background on that song and, you know, just some context on, like, tell those of us who don't know what that song's about, what it's about.
Okay. Well, it's about the Okanagan here in wonderful Washington State, the valley that stretches up into Canada. And I think it seems like it doesn't answer the question, maybe, but I think
it does.
Yeah. The Okanagan has just great rural communities, lots of farmers, all kinds of people living out there, different takes on the world, different political backgrounds, and very much living together as a community, and all the joys and victories and problems that comes up with. I haven't been out there in many years, but I wrote the song after I'd been spending a good amount of time out there.
Mm-hmm.
And actually the week of the WTO, the one performance I did was in the U District, and it was a benefit for the Okanagan Citizens Alliance. There's a long battle there to stop cyanide leach mines, which have been a problem throughout the West. Where cyanide is used to leach gold. And so
there's nothing good about that word. Cyanide, not a happy word. Leach, not a happy word. Mining, not a happy word. That's a sad word. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
So the song, like a lot of the songs I write, there's sort of a love song element because I was sort of spending time out there and away from someone I wanted to be with. And and then there's part of the community stuff going on there and then some of the stuff about the environmental battles in that community. So
Jacob, now bringing it back to your question a little bit, and I want to get Erica's input on this too, but I want to hear, what was there something that jumped out at you right away as far as, you know, the answer to that question, or would you like to hear more about what we think?
I can tell you what jumped out at me.
Yeah.
You know, it talks about being on the road and being dirty and dusty. So, like, the getting dirty, like, that's, like, the thing that kind of jumped out at me. It's kind of, that it's pretty dirty work to do policing of any kind, whether or not, you know, whether that's community or whether that's, like, imposed by force. So that it would take, like, us as a community to be willing to face some of the uglier parts, you know, that we'd have to give up some of our pretense in our, you know, safe communities that, like, things aren't hard for a lot of people.
Right.
So, and that was what jumped out at me.
Erica, are you with us?
Yeah, my read was pretty similar to Jacob's, but, you know, it's both rewarding and hard, the work.
Yeah, the line that jumped out, there were two lines that jumped out at me particularly. One was, I think the song starts out, pulling out of early winters, a heart beating without a shell.
A beating heart inside a shell.
Beating heart inside a shell. Mm-hmm. But something about, the thaw, like when something has been challenging for you, that, you know, that you get closed up, and it's during the thaw that things are really delicate. And something around our feeling, like our broken hearts, our lack of belief in ourselves and in each other, that might keep us from, you know, that without solidarity, that can't happen.
If I could just jump in, the other piece that I heard in it was very much that it's heart work.
Yeah.
Not only hard work, but also work of the heart.
Absolutely.
And I think what Jacob's talking about is work of the heart.
And then there was the line that really got me was, missing you so bad, I don't feel anything anymore. That it's like when, you know, that will happen when we miss justice so much that it's that becomes an imperative. And then the next, it's followed up by that line about throwing our bodies into the, you know, looking on the frozen waters and throwing our bodies in and really being willing to throw our bodies in. If you ask the question is, what will it look like? It could look like people throwing their bodies into a frozen river.
Yep. And if you're having a hard time, you know, finding any feeling inside yourself, jumping into the Early Winter's Creek at any time of year will solve that problem.
Right you are.
Interesting. Very, very, very insightful. Jacob.
Yeah.
Now, could you tell us, you participated in the port protests that were happening in Olympia. Can you tell us just a little bit about what's going on there?
Well, over the last few weeks, there had been a warship that offloaded military cargo coming back from Iraq and heading out to the nearby army fort. And the local port militarization resistance group sought to basically make it as difficult as possible for them to move their war machines around. It was a crazy scene. There were hundreds of Stryker army vehicles driving through downtown Olympia. And Olympia is one place where a lot of activists kind of take it personally. You know, we've kind of created a bit of a niche here, and it's kind of an affront to us that they would even consider using Olympia as a port for doing this, because we're going to put up resistance. So people did. There was, on one particular day, I think up to, 60 people were arrested on one day, and I think it's mostly younger folks, kind of a new generation, mostly not the same people who we saw at WTO 8 years ago, but folks who are, you know, between 18 and 24 years old. And, you know, it had a lot of the same elements that we saw back in WTO. An amazing amount of militarization by the police. It's just astounding to see these, like, regular town Olympia cops in full-out riot gear. And you know, that's been a trend. Has been every police department becoming more and more militarized like that, having the weapons, you know, having the tear gas and pepper spray and all like that. So there were our Olympia cops ready to play. And
I don't want to cut you off, but we sort of do have to wrap
it
up here.
On.
But I want to thank you for calling in and asking your question. I think that's an issue that concerns, as you said, you were just getting to, it concerns us all. I mean, within this, it's hard to find optimism, but it creates an optimistic vision of what is possible and when community policing is possible, and even in light of all that militarization. So it's a really hopeful question, and it's really hopeful to hear that there is a whole another generation of activists who are coming up. So thanks a lot. And that is another example of how Radio 8 Ball works. In just a moment, we'll be back to tell you a little bit more about the event that's going on here in Seattle on Saturday, the WTO 8th anniversary event, and find out where we can find out more about the fabulous music of Casey Neal. If you like what you're hearing and you want another chance to participate, a two-hour non-commercial version of Radio 8 Ball can be heard Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. on KAOS in Olympia, Washington, with me and my co-host, Tammy T, playing CDs on shuffle function as the answers to your questions. Give us a shake, Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. at 89.3 FM in Olympia or at www.kaosradio.com.
The Radio 8 Ball Show welcomes the alluring voice and rich talents of singer-songwriter Andrea Whitkins.
You can come to me like a saint.
The Pop Oracle is sure to bring about powerful musical divinations through Andrea Whitkins' impeccably crafted songs.
Well, I know better.
Don't miss the next Radio 8 Ball Show, Thursday, December 13th at the Capitol Hill Arts Center. Get your tickets at brownpapertickets.com.
News, traffic, and weather? Now you can get your information fixed weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And that brings to a close this broadcast of the Radio 8 Ball Show, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting them as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. My name is Andras Jones, and I want to thank Erica Kay, and ask her to tell us one more time a little bit more about the WTAO 8th anniversary event that you are hosting this Saturday.
Yes, there are about 30 organizations that have come together and invite you to come down Saturday night, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock when the door opens to the Seattle Labor Temple, 2800 First Avenue in downtown Seattle. About 7 o'clock, we'll be having some speakers. David Corton and Gary Owens will be talking, bringing us up to date on things. There'll be some workshops from 8:30 to 9:30, and then from 9:30, we'll be looking at the memorabilia the folks bring down and listening to music and talking and having our own celebration. So we hope to see everybody down there.
Cool.
Tomorrow night.
And, I'll bring my gas mask.
Indeed.
Casey, where can we find out more about your music?
My website is caseyneill.org, CaseyNeill, .com will get you there too.
Cool. It's been great having you here. I love your music, and we got to get you on the live event one of these times
soon. I would
love
that. Thanks for having me.
Cool. And I also want to thank our callers and everyone who listened in and shared their attention and intention around this show. And we'll be back next Friday with more Radio 8 Ball and our musical guest, Andrea Whitkins. And until then, this is Andras Jones wishing you lots of spine-tingling synchronicities, connections with the natural world, and all the inspiration you can handle.
You have been listening to a rebroadcast of Radio 8 Ball on Alternative Talk 1150 AM. For more on Radio 8 Ball, please visit our site at www.radio8ball.com. I'd like to thank
Casey Neal, Erica Kay,
and of course, our engineer, Eric Ryder. Until next time, I'm your host, Andras Jones, wishing you lots of spine-tingling synchronicities, connections with the natural world, and all the inspiration you can handle.
This show? I do, and I love making it for you. If you'd like to support Radio 8 Ball, please take part in our continuing Patreon campaign by pledging $8 or more a month to our explorations of music and synchronicity here on Radio 8 Ball, and receive one of our synchromistic gifts as a thank you. The address is patreon.com/radio8ball. That's patreon.com/radio8ball. Thank you for your attention and for your support.